All right, now the time is 14 minutes past 5. It's about that time. It's Friday. So you know it's time we have this conversation. We got Sis B right here
hey
in
guys,
studio.
Hey, guys.
How are you doing? How are you doing today?
I'm good. I mean, the sun is out. We're wearing sleeveless coquina before the winter. I'm happy to be here as always.
Of course, man. Yeah. Showing up, man. We love it. We love it, honestly. Mm-hmm. And Sis B is here today because it's about time. She understands that they are tough economical situation for all students out there.
Hey, it's rough.
You know what I mean? And yeah, you know the solution to a lot of people out there and even students, you know. Mm. So I'm going to let my mother park you outside certain campuses in Bonn.
It's a sugar life.
Exactly. It's a sugar life, DJ. Push out because I'm out with these parents, you know. Mm. So yeah, that's definitely what we're going to be talking about today. It's a sugar lifestyle, you know, in a sense, you know, we always see it happening in different age groups where people feel like, I want someone who's mature, you know. I want someone who's a little accomplished in life, who knows what they want.
I like whatever, that accomplished.
You know?
Yeah.
So I think that's what we're going to be talking about. So I think for people to understand, in a sense, what it could be defined as, what is the sugar lifestyle?
I mean, I think you've just said it right now. It's when you live outside your means without using your own finances.
Or your parents.
Mm. Yeah. I think if we to, and we all have or seen or know people who are just living a lifestyle, wig, yeah, 7,000.
Yeah.
Like I work, but like that wig, you know? So yeah, it's that type of lifestyle where you see hore, it's just dramatically, way far from your own set of standards and your own capability. And obviously there's a financier who's always willing to find the type of lifestyle. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Gents, look at the story.
Yay.
Yeah.
Aye.
Weekly vacations. Hey, boo. Hey, oh my God.
I'm a girl's getaway. with no girls.
Girls getaway. Hey,
solo vacations with people taking pictures.
Month, but come on now.
I mean, for me, it's both things. I mean, I've seen both or all genders. Let me just not say both.
Yeah.
It's, I know Wuti, societally, it's always pushed amongst the female, but we have a lot of young men really, really hitting up those rich aunties now,
yeah,
you know? So, I think the most important thing about discussing this topic is also just to highlight the dangers. Also, if you find yourself in a situation like that, especially for your student, how do you then protect yourself so that it doesn't trip up your goal and your dreams that you have, Yabo?
Exactly, you're right, you know, and you're right in saying that it's not only the
females, right?
And it's not only the rich aunties, it's the rich uncles.
Well, they've always been there, the places.
Of course.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know if you know, do you know about the hockey club?
I read about the hockey club from a certain book by a certain young person in South Africa. And it's always interesting because for me, it was her experience and her lived experience. And I think it was very good that she wrote them down. But every day, young women go through something similar, even if it might not have that specific name. But there are many clubs. I mean, there's the Mile High Club.
Mm.
There's the Dubai Club.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Nah, yeah, ever after Twitter, we all like, yes. So there's many clubs. I mean, and what I also want to just say, Lentele is on my levels. So you always think of like the sugar lifestyle as some like overseas trips, but also if you're naming sekas, I know people have places for airtime, for recorder, for whatever. So it has different levels, and I think the scientific or the well accepted name for it is transactional relationships.
Mm.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
no, definitely. So I guess what are the criteria though for being a sugar daddy?
Pocket.
You know,
you must have a deep pocket.
Mm-hmm.
You must have a hand that doesn't mind going into the deep pockets, you know, because some people are but reserved. They're like very like, I worked hard for this money, so I'm not about to give it out easily. Yeah, but so you do have people who are really like not interested in being a financier of someone's life. And then there's generally also people who are using that as some sort of social currency. So they've made it in life, and now to have my trophy on my arm, this is the currency that I'm using to get myself the youngest, hottest person in my arm. Yeah, but so there's different levels. So I wouldn't specifically have like any specific criteria because it differs. Whether you are blessing someone with airtime or you're blessing them with a Dubai trip, it's still blessings, you know? And for me, I think the biggest thing is when you just use your financial standing as that social currency to either gain power in a relationship or to gain access to someone that you wouldn't normally go out with, you know? Yeah.
So what age do you stop being a baby?
I'm a baby.
Baby to a relationship, you know, where do you stop being a sugar baby and being a relationship?
I think for me, it'll always be just who is the strongest one financially. So who's the one who's the dominant, yeah, if you start being able to, and I always advise young people, especially young women, to do this, where instead of when you are getting these girlfriend allowances and all of that, keep some money aside for a rainy day, for an exit plan, you know, because you also don't want this to be your life forever. And also what's always happening with blessers, sugar babies and sugar daddies, is that there's always new babies coming. So within the next 5-6 years, you're no longer the fresh, you know, the fresh spring chicken. You know, there's always like that. Yeah, well, so I always say, well, to try and find a way, Hori, how do you then strategically make sure when the time comes, I'm not starting again from scratch. Yeah, well, and then always, guys, how we always say, well, how do you also make sure whilst you're doing that, you are protected. You are not left with a kid. You're not left with any STI. Because we also find, Hori, with these power dynamics, negotiating condoms, for example, is also something that might be taken away if you're using finances and money as some sort of social currency.
Yeah, that's where the dangers become.
That's the danger, Baba. Hey, yeah.
So, but I have to ask, you know, because I think people out there just want to know so they can stay away. What's the easiest way to bag a sugar mama?
To stay away, but they want to bag at the same time.
I just want to know, just so I can know with you, hey, in case people think I'm making moves, I must stop that behavior. Yeah, bro.
Oh, sugar daddy.
Yeah, oh, sugar daddy.
I think it differs. I think it'll differ with Helena, how do you bag a sugar mama versus how you bag a sugar daddy. Excuse me. What I find with most sugar daddies is that it's more submissive, you know? And it's also more finding yourself in a certain area, like what do you look like? You know, a certain look that they're looking for. And then lastly, also indlela, that you are then able to complement their lifestyle. Like, are you the type of girl who's always pushing, wanting calls? Or are you the type of girl who doesn't mind getting a call at 10 o'clock to say, come, let's go, we need to go to some conference, go guy guy, you know? With a rich aunt or a sugar mom, hey guys, what I know for a fact though is that the older women get, the higher their sexual drive becomes. And what I know about Bentens and what older women say about Bentens is that yes, at least Putovadu can service me, yabo. Yeah. So that for me seems to be like the main requirement when it comes to the rich aunt. Where do you get them? Okay, so what I've also noted is that with the sugar lifestyle, it has caused quite a huge gap. People are not wanting to date the age mates. Yeah. So as the sugar daddies are hunting for the sugar babies, the rich aunts are left, and that is where, that's the opportunity, I would say, Hori. If you're looking for a sugar mama, you need to start hanging out in the right places. First of all, they don't hang out in clubs, you know. You need to start having lunches, brunches, sourcing them out where they are. And also just being a respectable person, because what I've seen ngakhona is most women, after they've become successful, there's a certain level where a relationship is behind. So what type of man are you going to be in her life? Are you the one who's supporting her, you know, encouraging her, and obviously the service part, because apparently that part is important. Versus someone who's just always closing doors, where she'll need to argue with you, why am I going out, or why am I even going to this conference at 3 o'clock in the morning, yabo? So those are the type of things that you need to understand. Once you become a sugar baby, whether it's a sugar mama or a sugar daddy, your life and your lifestyle basically needs to sort of cocoon theirs, and where you are needed, you are needed. Where you're not, you're not. Yeah, but some of them even have permanent relationships, like who are married and wara, and people are even able to negotiate amongst that. Or, you know, you call along a certain time, or I can't talk right now. Yeah, but there's a certain day, hey guys, sauda. But yeah, man, I think the most important thing about a sugary lifestyle or sugar lifestyle is just to always have your own back, because as you can see that these relationships, some of them can be casual, some of them can be serious, but you can't control, if you are in a transactional relationship, most of the things that you want to control. Like, is the person only seeing me only? Is the person going to be available when I need them? It's usually the other way around. When they need you, you need to be available. So it's those type of things that you compromise. what's the level of intimacy, you know? And some people have been lucky to go from a sugar lifestyle to like a solid relationship where they're now married and have kids. And that's a beautiful thing, you know? But just always make sure who you are protected. You know, protecting your heart, and you're also protecting yourself in terms of sexual health as well.
I will, Jens, so start with your age, miss. My age, miss, and I'm cool in that department. Yeah, I'm a sugar mama.
No,
but you're not gonna get there. Listen, yeah. Right now we're gonna break away to some music, hitting you with Cardi Up, but don't go anywhere because there's still a lot of conversations gotta have, and I know a lot of people are intrigued. Right now the time is 19 minutes to 6. You're still tuned to UJFM Drive, right? Share FAQ with Sis B. We are in the middle of the conversation about sugar lifestyle. You know, and we had a couple of questions that we sent out to the listener to make sure that we can get their perspective, you know, to see where they're headed at. And the question we're asking them is, are the dating apps and websites safe? Right? Just in the sense for them to know, because I mean, that's also a place where you can actually find someone barely. You know, maybe there's even certain specific dating apps for your sugar people, you know?
Yeah.
So let's see what one listener had to say.
Hi, UJFM Drive. I think that dating apps are not safe because you could get catfished, you know? Someone would actually want to do something, I don't know, like traffic, human trafficking and all that. Yeah. Hi, UJFM Drive. I think that dating apps are not safe because you might chat to someone you don't know and then you might get kidnapped and get yourself in another country when you get the first date and whatsoever.
And see, that's a reality for a lot of ladies, and that's how I think those two different listeners were able to answer with a similar answer. You know, it's like the biggest fear is that you're not who you say you are, and safety is now not there. Hey, because I don't know how it could be dangerous for gins.
It can be dangerous. People have been robbed senseless, like on some. They wake up, their houses are empty.
And women do that a lot.
And women do that. I think what we always forget when we go to apps, online dating apps, is that it's still like stranger danger, you know. So just as you would be in a club and be wary of people, somehow people let their guard down when it comes to apps, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, South Africa and Tinder, we still have that ongoing case. Flavio Hlabangwane, the Tinder guy who had pieces. You understand? Yeah, and it took a Tinder date for them to just go and find out what was happening in his house. So for me, I always say, just as much as you would be wary about talking to strangers or people in a club or wherever else you could meet your potential partner, online apps are just as dangerous. You know, you never know what the other person has in mind. We always say, we even have a partnership with them in terms of, if you go into their settings and you want to find out more about sexual health and how to be safe, because Tinder is that platform, you know, that is turning into more of a hookup more than anything else. So there's a lot of hookups. So it's very important that you know what you want and you meet people publicly, and you don't, as tempting or as nice as the date went, don't do it on the first night to bone at this guy, you know, I mean, or this girl, because, like, seriously, as we say, you can either get robbed, or you can find yourself being kidnapped, or worst case, you find body parts, like what happened to, and it was a UJ student, didn't it? Yeah, so just be careful out there, guys, because, yeah, it can get rough. And then secondly, also, just taking the time to get to know Tinder people, like how we say with catfishing, right? So many of us put filters on. That's another thing as well. I know that's a whole debate. Like, you don't look like what you said you look like.
Yeah.
So I think if you take the time to get to know the person, see them maybe during the day as well, not just at nighttime, and see what type of person are they before you can feel free, right? But most importantly, guys, just know, if you are about that Tinder life, make sure you have a sexual health plan in place, because you know about the random and the sneaky link and it comes with all types of sexual health surprises, and you want to do it before you find someone. So most of us will be like, no, I'll wait until I have a relationship. That's the wrong type of thinking, because that can catch you. Like, I mean, one date can be so nice that you're just like, oh, love, I'm in love. And then, you know, you're not protected. So we always say, before you even set up your profile, make sure you have your sexual health plan in place.
In the sugar lifestyle, I just want to ask,
Mm-hmm.
Are there people who recruit like sugar babies, you know, for these sugar mamas and sugar daddies? And how does that work?
Yeah, I mean, this is Sauda. Hey, how do you find them? Online. You find them online. There was this one article, I mean, the famous TikToker who was like, I'm a relationship coach and women must do that. There's many of them, you know, and there are women or people out there who specifically look for their own clientele, you know. Mm-hmm. Maybe if you're finding most of them will be retired sugar babies that are like, okay, then what I can do, because I know where the sugar daddies are. Exactly. And the sugar mamas are, I can link up my little youngins and still get paid. Yeah, but I can't tell you where, guys. You know, this happened in the dark web. Yeah. you need to be living the lifestyle for you to be able to get connected. There's also dating sites that specifically do like sugar daddies and sugar mamas. But I was gonna refer one until I went through the site and I was like, these pictures look like those scammer. Those love scam pictures. Exactly. Are like, I, so besides my thing is like, if it's, you know, yeah, cause you're already there for money. Exactly. But also secondly, if you are like a sugar daddy or sugar mommy, where do you get the time to go on an app and communicate with people? I found it very strange. So I was like, I'm not even going to share their name cause it's like sus. But as how I was able to find that site, there's also other online sites, but chances are if you get yourself out there, start attending the conferences, the boring things with the suits, you might be able to find yourself one.
Well, I have to ask though, is it possible to have a sugar mama or a sugar daddy that doesn't want sex though?
Hey, bro, this is life. Hey. Oh, this is life. I mean,
what do they want though?
Maybe someone just wanna touch and it's like, whew, this is it, I'm in heaven, you know? Like other people also have medical issues, yabo. Like they might not be able to physically have sex because of medical issues. But the whole having someone in my arm who looks, you know, is still there. So I think that is always negotiated between you and your sugar parents. You know,
any sugar mama
who's willing to do it with us.
You want me to be, what do you call it? A trophy.
A pretty, in the arm. Look, I mean, there's many varying. It's like with normal relationships. Yeah. There's also relationships that people just don't have sex, you know, where it might not even be a sugar life. So with that, it's just a matter of negotiating it with Twitter. What are you comfortable with? What are they comfortable with? And if they're still comfortable with financing your life and still not having sex, then big ups to you, girl, you know, or my guy, you know?
Well, I guess the thing is, when it comes down to, since we're dating someone who's younger than you, there's always a lot of stigma and shame that comes.
Sure,
with.
Yeah, true.
So I have to ask, where do we draw the line and say, we're deciding, is it a pedophilic act or not?
Good question. That one might just. Yeah. So I think, first of all, there's the age of legal consent, right? Yeah. So I think let's start there. Legally in South Africa, there's an age where you can't ask a certain person to have sex. They can't consent. The same as why they can't vote. The same as they can't open an account. And for sex, it's 16. And I guess 16, if Guti, they are in the same age. But if you're older, then it's 18. Yeah, it goes up. Excuse me. So that's the first legal basis, Yako. And then secondly, also what we say is that you as a sugar baby, like if a 70-year-old comes, you know what I'm saying? You need to, you need to have a certain standard now. And that's what we teach during our pillow talk session. How do you define your life? Because what we see with the sugar parents is that, and especially the sugar daddies, is that they hunt as well. You know, if you ever lived next to a rest, You know, when I was still working in Bram, I would get hit on, like, literally when I'm working, like, no, I'm not a student. Yeah. I'm your age group. Yeah. You know, and you saw the minute they hear who you're older, like, not this one. Next, you know.
Yeah.
So, I think those are the type of things that you just need to be careful of, and know what type of sexual lifestyle and partner that I want. More so for the sugar baby than the sugar parent, because the sugar parent already knows what they want. They already have the social currency. They already have the finances. But how do you then, as a person who's more vulnerable, protect yourself if that's the lifestyle that you're choosing?
And it's crazy saying that, because even, so my friend was going to the bus stop, right? So I was walking towards them now, and this Mercedes stops.
It's always a Mercedes.
You know what I mean? And Adabada starts talking. No, listen, beautiful, I want to take care of you.
La Lela.
And she's like, what are the flowers in the front seat for?
those are for my wife, but do you want them? Don't worry about her. Me, I want you. Don't worry. Me, I'll take care of what you need. Okay. Come on. I got you. And yeah. Oh, so it's crazy. These gents really be hunting. You know?
Yeah. It's out there. And we are, as I say, we keep talking about the Mercedes and the what. There's also your Cressidas and your Tezzes that do the same. Guys, yeah. So your quantums, yeah. Quantums, and you're like, where is this girl always driving around? She's not jumping anywhere and she's sitting. You can't even ask that, you know? So it's levels to this thing. And I see most people will judge women that are on the higher end. So if you're traveling to Dubai and all, go, oh my God, that is disgusting. But we leave the next door dad who has 4 kids and a wife and is operating in a high school. That is also still transactional relationships. Yeah, well.
Yeah. So what do you think would happen if my parents were to bring someone my age?
Imagine.
You know, maybe a classmate or a friend. Like, do you think the relationship would be the same?
I don't know. I mean, for me, I always found parents to be so hypocritical when it comes to like relationships and sex, you know?
Yeah.
Well, but if you have a cool parent who would be like, look, I mean, I do this, so I'm not cool. Or I'm cool with you doing it. And that's fine. But I know I've got a son and he would not be happy if I were to. Because the son is like, I wouldn't see us getting along. Yeah, well. But for me, that's just the type of relationship that we have. Some parents have that open relationship where you can date anyone. And again, it's up to you and your parents to discuss it as well. Because I think it's more of a shocking factor if they didn't tell you, like someone just rocks up, no mundo who's your age. You know, my dad at some point did them like, hey, I know this chick. Hey, we're not giving a bus together. You know what I mean? So it's, and the fight was not her. The fight was, why didn't he tell me, Uguti, you know, I might have a stepmom who's my age. You know?
The crazy part is, I remember even talking to this one girl. And her getting frustrated because she was living with her dad.
Dad's baba.
Hey, he's coming home with a group of girls. And
yeah.
He's like, wake up, come, let's go drink, come on. And as she gets in the living room, dude, she's seeing like people.
Oh, dang. Yes, yeah.
And like, what the hell are you doing here with my dad?
You know?
You know?
But when you are with someone's dad, you know, do you date people's fathers?
You know?
So it's,
come on.
Because sometimes it's like they're also fathers, the person that you're dating.
Exactly.
And it's crazy. I think that's where that joke that says, Huri, that your husband that you're so afraid of, La Pendlini, is busy. In campus. So I think for me, it just shows, Huri, where the relationship is or how the society is. And as we say with us, it's never to judge, but also just to make sure, Huri, you are protecting yourself. And you also, because I mean, recently we had the protests, you know, with the students and some students really, really do find themselves in the situation, having a choice, but because this is life. And that for me is the saddest part. So that is why we always say, if you are finding yourself in a situation in Jalo, not to judge yourself, but here are the tips that can help you. At least do good to one, you have an exit plan, and two, you know how to protect yourself so that you don't get left with like a disease or a child whilst you're still going through the sugar life.
I think just to make sure people have an understanding of how to protect themselves and just give them the
proteins, how to keep safe. I mean, the first one is you need to understand that your person, you're probably not the only one, right? So if
that's sugar mama or normal relationship, it's always assumed that, honestly.
Ah, fair too.
I'm joking.
My sugar mama's out there. Yeah, I mean, it's life though, because think about it, if this person has so much power to be able to just say, look, these flowers can be for you, not my wife. Mm. Who else is he saying that to? Yeah,
exactly.
Because obviously those words ziyaphuma. You know what I mean?
Fast food.
It's not like, you know, and it also doesn't take time for them to know the person. It's just like ngimbonile, and that's why they're getting flowers. So for me, I always think, Uguti, how do you then stay safe? How do you have your integrity in place if Uguti, that's what you want to fight for? And also knowing, Uguti, what is it that you want from this type of relationship, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Honestly, now that's I think it's very, very crucial, honestly. And I think just to try and see, like, I think what other ways to expand on this is, why is it frowned upon when a woman sleeps with a sugar daddy but hyped when a man dates a sugar mommy? That's something I've always wanted to know.
But I mean, that's the double standards of society. Women are always so, because of purity culture, we are groomed to preserve ourselves, be pure, to hold on to like a love. At before they used to say marriage, but now they're seeing the marriage statistics are dropping. Now it's like for the one, at least the one you love, yeah. Hey, at least, yeah. Well, so with us women, we always have that burden from a young age to say, just try and keep yourself as pure as possible. And once you start being sexually active, it's seen as you being impure, yeah. Well, and that is why we always asking to young women to say, empower yourself, grab your sex life, because with that liberation, you are then also not shy or afraid to go to a nurse and ask for help. Yabo? Mm. And we've seen through this purity culture as well, those are some of the things that most young women are afraid to go to the clinic, because then I'm unpure. Like, everyone knows what I'm having sex. Yabo? Mm. And also, I'd also say, that's why teenage pregnancy is so embarrassing, because you have, like, evidence. Of that's why, like, for real, you know? Yeah, even though everyone's doing it, but, like, when you don't use condoms, ne? Yeah. So I think those are one of the things, Huri. It's always so hard. And I guess it's just up to individuals to take it back and own it as themselves and remove gender out of it, because it's not just sex. It's many other things. I mean, men can have many girlfriends, that's why they're a stud. If we have many boyfriends, it's another name, yabo? Yeah. And it's always that double standard when it comes to sex, you know? But I feel like today's 2023, you know, and most young people are sexually liberated. Just try and make sure Huri, during your sexual liberation also, or you don't hurt yourself, or you don't harm yourself, or you don't miss out on set goals because you're exploring the sexual liberation journey, yeah.
Well, hey, man, thank you, Sis B, honestly, for making the time to come through and give us such a crucial and educational lesson.
Awesome.
For all the people out there who are trying to get their money up and feel like this is a solution or an avenue, I think the important thing is we don't want to judge, but you do need to understand the dangers of it.
Mm.
You know, in life, we all have different circumstances, and we don't know where we find ourselves. So you need to understand, though, how do you keep safe to make sure that you don't necessarily end up regretting this for the rest of your life, you know?
Sure, sure.
Or at least having certain consequences that you can't walk away from.
Yeah.
And that's the most painful part. So I really do appreciate you being able to come through.
Awesome, awesome.
And I think, can you just drop your socials for any?
Yeah, sure, guys. I mean, remember to send us as many and all wild next year and interesting questions about sex, love, anything to do with the above. Yeah, we are on our socials. You can get us on TikTok and on Instagram at faqu.za. But you can also reach out to UJ if you want to have questions. They can also receive them for you. But I mean, we are going to be giving away this weekend. This week I really liked the question. I think it was Dumelo. Yeah. It was like, why is there a double standard? Because I feel like that is the key crux of why most young people are struggling with the sexuality.
Yeah.
Where young men are going, oh, okay, no, I need to sow my oats. How do I do it so that I'm not... And young women are like, oh, no, I'm supposed to preserve myself, you know? So, yeah, we're giving today the loop. It's going to do Melo.
Check it out, brother. Your life just got a lot more interesting.
Come grab your loop when I see you. Pick the favorite, most juicy one to give away the gift to. And thank you for having me, hey?
No, of course, man.
Always fun.
Always a pleasure. Right now, 2 minutes to...